This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
With KAZU News, I'm Lisa Ledeen. The California Supreme Court might adjust test scores for the February state bar exam after a range of issues with the test. KAZU's Erin Mulsberry reports.
Some test takers experienced online platform crashes, and this week the California State Bar said that certain questions were developed with AI. Monterey College of Law President Mitchell Winnick says about 30 of their students took the exam and are waiting for the Supreme Court decision.
If you don't pass it, you don't get to be licensed to be a lawyer, and your career is put on hold.
Winnick says in addition to adjusting test scores, the court also might let people who didn't complete the exam because of the issues practice law under supervision until a future exam or demonstrate a certain amount of experience. Erin Mulsberry, KAZU News.
Monterey-based small business New American uses domestic manufacturers, but that doesn't insulate it from the ripple effects of Donald Trump's tariff policies. Patrick Murphy is the owner and works with artists around the country to make jewelry and displays for gift shops. Most of their metal parts are made in Pittsburgh.
But that does not make us immune at all to the tariffs.
One of the biggest problems is a drop in visitors to the U.S.
The overseas tourists who really buy our stuff are not coming this year.
New American depends on retailers to buy and sell its products, but many of them are reducing orders in anticipation of a slow market. This is KAZU News. I'm Lisa Ledeen.